England Football Association bans men from women's football. By Simon Kent on May 1, 2025. Men will no longer be able to play in women's football in England from 1 June. The Football Association, FA, announced Thursday. The move comes in the wake of the UK Supreme Court's ruling on 15 April that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex, decreeing terms like woman and sex are conferred at birth, and not later as one's so-called chosen gender identity. The Scottish FA also decided to ban men from women's football in a decision earlier this week based on the same ruling from Britain's highest court. The FA is now enforcing that ruling and saying only those born biologically female will be permitted, while transgender players are banned on the basis that just because a player might identify as a woman gives them no rights to join a women's game. This is a complex subject, and our position has always been that if there was a material change in law, science, or the operation of the policy in grassroots football, then we would review it and change it if necessary. The Supreme Court's ruling on the 16th of April means that we will be changing our policy. Transgender women will no longer be able to play in women's football in England, and this policy will be implemented from June 1, 2025. We understand that this will be difficult for people who simply want to play the game they love in the gender by which they identify. And we are contacting the registered transgender women currently playing to explain the changes and how they can continue to stay involved in the game. The BBC reports under amended rules announced on April 11, 2025. The FA said transgender players could continue to participate in women's football provided they met certain criteria. That no longer applies, and the FA's decision will put pressure on other sports to follow suit. The FA, which is the governing body for football in England, Jersey, Guernsey and the Isle of Man, said this decision is understood to affect 20 registered players in England. It will reach out to them to explain the changes. The FA statement can be read in full here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.